Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We have a great visit with John Berlau, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and very prolific writer on a number of issues, ladies and gentlemen, including the one we're talking about right now, which is cryptocurrency. We just got through talking about the Libra, the currency that that Facebook and some of their partners announced that they're going to be offering. John, how is the Libra going to work? What are these partners doing? Why did they bring in those partners for clearing of the currency?
I think, well, basically, for a cryptocurrency to be successful, and it has to run on a blockchain, and a blockchain has to be somewhat decentralized. That the power of the blockchain to keep it, you know, protected from hackers is that many different people hold the same records. And if you have to hack one, you have
so
to.
So you say,
hack
are you saying that, so that, that Amazon? I mean that that Mac, Mac MasterCard and Visa and those other guys, they're acting as part of the distributed ledger network. They are the distributed ledger network, the nodes,
yeah,
the miners.
They become
the miners of this?
I don't know that there's an equivalent of mining, but certainly the record keepers, and they get paid. There's a special kind of coin that people who maintain the blockchain. Facebook
miners get paid for doing that. They get paid for clearing being part of the distributed ledger network. Now, somebody wrote an interesting article recently. I wish I could say who. And heck, it might have been you, John. I can't remember. You're so smart. You could have written this one.
Thank you.
But about the fact that if a certain number of all it takes is a certain number of Facebook users and third world people to hold a certain level of coin, even if they don't use them, if they hold those coins in an MasterCard account, that's billions and billions of dollars of float that those companies get.
That is true.
So a $10 million investment for MasterCard turns out to be maybe they got a half a billion dollars in. $500 million in float that they get. So it's a good deal for them on right off the bat if they can make this thing proliferate. But the government is going to have something to say about this. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I think the government, it certainly will have something to say about this, but I think this shows some of the flaws of what the government had been planning as far as putting its own digital currency like FedCoin and having, you know, the Fed take over real-time payments as they're proposing. It shows some of the flaws in this, that first, the private sector's ahead of the game, and second, the things that the concerns expressed with Libra and other cryptocurrencies are going to be magnified if the Fed had a digital coin and was running a blockchain or real-time payments and knew all your transactions and could share that with law enforcement. So that's, we don't want the government to do that. I'm also worried about that they'll, you know, it'll be something where they'll close this off to established players like SEC and others will treat like cryptocurrency as a security, which it really doesn't meet that definition for most cryptocurrencies because you don't, you know, it's not a share of the
but
profit.
But you got to believe that as you got to go back to 1933 and 1934, in order to save widows and unsuspecting people, they passed Securities Acts of 1933 and 1934 to protect those people, and our security system has been based on that ever since. You got to believe that the government is going to say, wait a minute, somebody's going to be harmed by buying these currencies. We got to protect these people. We're going to step in, and they're going to do something about it. You got to believe the SEC, the Fed, and maybe even the White House, the government, the Congress, maybe. You got to believe those guys are really wringing their hands over what to do about cryptocurrency. Am I wrong about
they
that?
They are, and they're doing regulation by enforcement, which Wayne Cruz and my other colleagues have written about this, particularly the SEC. And my argument is that the SEC was never to create to have jurisdiction over all speculation. You've always had things such as comic books and baseball cards that people buy and then sell, like in some form of secondary market or third party exchange.
But those are real things that you could, like gold. If you buy gold, you can either take possession or you can have somebody hold it for you. But this is digital. This is ones and zeros that could evaporate with a at some point in time. I mean, Bitcoin has evaporated. People have stolen Bitcoin. This is different, isn't it?
I don't necessarily think so. It's still something that you can buy and then speculate. I mean, what about things like airline miles too? People are trading those.
Sometimes you lose those, but those are gifts. Those are things that we think of as lanyap. That's just something, a little something extra. I didn't have to pay for those airline miles. If I lay my money down.
Well, you paid when you took those trips.
But that's not how we think about it. This is just, that's the gravy on top.
Well, people didn't pay for Bitcoin originally. It was, as you said, it was a reward for mining. So, I mean, I think it really is a slippery slope when you say something like
that. Well, but the miners aren't the public.
Security.
Miners don't. They're sophisticated, like sophisticated investors. The miners, they're not the public. Quickly, one.
Well,
more,
I mean,
answer this real quick. What blockchain are they using? Is it Bitcoin or Ethereum? Which one are they using?
You're talking about Libra.
Yeah,
one are they using?
Yeah.
They're creating their own one from the Libra Association.
It's their own blockchain. Okay, folks, now that's important. Quick break. Right back with John Berlau, CEI.org. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.